Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. The previous Mishnah discussed the idea of prifa, a manner of tying a robe closed by use of the insertion of a fastener, of an object to be used as a fastener from the inside of the robe, and then fastening a strap from the other side of the robe around that object through the fabric of the robe. Our Mishnah continues, Mishnah Zayin continues, talking a little bit more about prifa and how prifa can be done. Porefes, a woman is allowed to do prifa, to fasten her robe in this manner, al ha'evin, using a stone, ve'al ha'egos, or using a nut, ve'al ha'matpea, even using a coin. And if you do so, there is no issue of carrying, and there's also no issue of mukta. The condition, though, is with the coin, with regard to the coin specifically, you can only do this if it was fastened before Shabbos, in which case it is physically incorporated into the garment for Shabbos, and it is muchan, so therefore is set aside for use, permitted use, and therefore it is not mukta, right? Because mukta is the inverse of muchan. Mukta is something that was not muchan. And therefore, this coin can be used. But if it was not incorporated into the garment, even if it was verbally or mentally set aside, that is insufficient. On the other hand, the stone, which would also ordinarily be mukta, rocks are generally mukta, that needs to be set aside mentally or verbally, but it does not need to be attached actually into the garment before Shabbos, because the stone is a neutral object. It doesn't have a negative use. It doesn't have a forbidden use. It's just that it doesn't have a positive use on Shabbos either. And therefore, since it is not muchan, it is mukta. And so by mentally or verbally setting it aside, you make it muchan, and that is sufficient. With the coin's primary use is for commerce, and commerce is forbidden on Shabbos. And so therefore, the coin needs more than just a verbal or mental setting aside. It needs to actually be physically incorporated into the garment to be used in the permitted way before Shabbos, in order for it to be us to consider it actually permitted.